this is just actually based on reports that I have personally received from the otolaryngology as well as the gastroenterology community that says that they have seen, I can't cite specific studies for you, but they have reported to me that they have seen in their patient population that there appears to be higher prevalence of laryngopharyngeal reflex, or GERD specifically, within the singing population because of the tremendous emphasis on diaphragmatic breathing, which is critical. We need to have that emphasis within the singing population and diaphragmatic breathing, but it does start to point somewhat to the possible increase in episodes of reflux from that behavior.
I'm just wondering what's the physiological causes, but we'll have to dig from there.
I think further exploration to be continued.
Okay.
Upper esophageal sphincter, you can have this insidious form of reflux. Sadloff has a book, Reflux Laryngitis, and he states on the first page that singers are particularly at risk at this. We also see this problem with laryngopharyngeal reflux and problems like paradoxical vocal fold dysfunction, episodic paroxysmal laryngospasm, in which athletes, when they run quickly, for instance, let's say sprinting, and their diaphragm is moving up and down heavily after the exercise, can induce this gastric pumping, which is hypothesized that you can have reflux occurring. The reflux proceeds up the esophagus into the posterior larynx and causes laryngospasm, breathing difficulties. So it's a similar mechanism.